Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
A Dear Media original podcast.
Hello, what is up? And welcome to Wine Face, where we're breaking down everything the experts know about wine in a fun, digestible, and accessible way, because wine is for enjoying and wine is for everyone. I'm your host, Helen Johannesson, from Helen's Wines in beautiful Los Angeles, California. And today, I like to say this guy who's starting on my podcast today, and then we're going to be joined by my second guest, but he's like a mental mentor to me. I'm so inspired by this person. He is a titan in several industries, fashion, wine now, food. He has always reinvented and followed his passion. He just feels very fresh and alive, and I really love everything that he's done. I'm so inspired to have John Buscemi on the pod, just literally such a dream come true. He has collaborated with his friend Chad Melville of Melville Winery in the Central Coast. So we're definitely going to be crank calling Chad on Zoom, who couldn't be here, at the end, just to talk a little bit more about their collab. I'm so excited. This is an incredible episode that touches to the heart of who I am, where I came from. John and I have so much in common, but also synergizing with Chad Melville, whose dad, Ron Melville, started Melville Winery, which is like, just if you know wine in California, it's a cornerstone, a pillar. So I hope you enjoy and tune into all the kind of exciting stuff that we're going to cook up together. Dude, John, I'm so excited you're here. Thank you.
Helen.
Dude, this is a long time coming.
Helen.
How many years have we known each other?
I've been one of your biggest fans for a long time.
Really?
I'm very, very proud and happy for you.
Proud and happy for you.
When I see the pink neon somewhere, I'm like, you know, I'm riding.
Yeah, ride or die.
Helen, come on.
You and your fam always been the biggest supporters. I'm so grateful. Yes. I feel like I just knew John Buscemi from just being part of our restaurant fam.
That's right.
And then have watched you like exponentially just explode into multiple marketplaces. Food, fashion. I mean, you were always in fashion, right?
Right. Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, I was just talking about this recently to someone that had no idea, like, how far it goes back.
It goes back, like, 20 years.
Yeah.
You're right?
So the fashion part of, like, my career is, like, 20 years. But, like, it goes, like, to, like, third, fourth grade type shit.
Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Uniondale on Long Island.
Oh, shit. New Yorker. And, like, just like me.
Yeah, like, hip-hop era, early 80s, you know, cut the linoleum out, break dance. This guy DJ'd, this guy did this. But me and, like, my little crew, we liked sneakers and customizing shit.
That's awesome.
So it was like, you know, the Flocked letters, crew and the Flocked letters on the back of your thing.
You made
Playboy
your gear.
Bunny.
Yeah.
And then it turned into, like, this is a story, could take an hour, but we basically took hats that were really well-made hats called New Era hats. Now they're mainstream.
But back then.
And we put like sequins and rhinestones and colored them in paint markers, like the Yankee logo, but it was just white and blue, but we made it pink.
Do you still have them? Yellow. Please tell me.
There's
still have
one
them.
Hat that exists. It's actually a Boston Red Sox hat that has red sequins on it.
Oh my God.
At my parents' house in Long Island.
Under it's like glass. Crusty. Yeah.
I wish it was.
It's in a terrarium.
No, it's crusty in like the coat. Because everyone in Long Island has a coat closet,
yeah,
right?
Of course.
It has like crusty Sorel boots from like the 80s
oh my God.
And like jackets that like my mom wore in like the 80s, you know?
But did you go right into fashion or you did finance?
Yeah, I took a pit stop. So
you got bougie.
I tried to get bougie, you know.
I bet you
I think
drink,
I was always bougie.
Did
we
you
were
drink?
Always looking through like the window of the, you know, the Gucci store, even like when
God.
We were 10 years old.
Oh, same.
But anyway, it was like college didn't mix. Like I was like, this didn't work.
I went to 3 colleges.
Yeah. I went to 1 and they politely asked me to leave in year 2.
That was my first one, except it was year 1, semester 1.
You know, it was 40 and Blunt's era.
Yeah.
It was like Nas, Mobb
Wu-Tang
Deep,
Clan.
Wu-Tang,
yeah. Yeah.
Redman, go to like people had like, oh, I had like the dive bar. Our dive bar was like Sound Factory, Twilo.
Oh my gosh.
Palladium.
Yep.
Right. So out every night. And, you know, where else can you make enough money to feed the fashion habit and the sneaker habit? Go work on Wall Street. Right. So I worked on Wall Street for a few years.
Wait, so is that when you first started drinking wine?
Absolutely. So this is the story.
Yeah.
You know, I told this story with Chad. Shortly in a little short film with Chad and I.
We're going
to
get to Chad later. Yeah, we're going to get to Chad Melville.
He's going to come in the satellite.
He's going to airdrop in.
He's going to airdrop in. So I made a couple bucks early in my career. And it was like, you're in the city. And it was like, you know, oh, go to Danielle, go to Peter Luger.
Yep.
Like it was like these little like the Zag. It was like the Zagat.
Oh my God.
Remember the
yes.
Zagat?
I was obsessed with Zagat.
Yeah. So yeah. You'd get the Zagat and you'd be like, oh, wow, look, La Bernadette's moving up the ranks. You know, like, so you were like, we were like these little foodie, like we didn't know what the fuck we were talking
in
about.
Sneakers.
But it was like,
yeah.
Yeah, I was like, ooh, Le Cirque, we're going Friday night. You know, so I went to the River Cafe was like, you know, a spot.
Mm-hmm.
You'd take a date.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know, Amuse Bouche. It was like learning about that for the first time. It was like, cool, you know?
Fine dining.
Fine dining.
In its heyday.
Fine dining in the heyday, you know?
So
it was
special.
Cool.
Doesn't exist anymore.
Really. You don't, I mean, you could still go to
New
York.
You could go to La Bernadette and Danielle.
You can go to Paris and do it.
It's amazing.
It's different.
Yeah.
Especially, it's just like, you know, having sex for the first time or driving at 100 miles an hour for the first time or like jumping out of a plane.
I've never going done to a re- the last
yeah,
one.
But I'm saying is, yeah. I've never done the last
I've
one.
I've never done any of the.
You know, but it's like, oh, here, we're going to have the sommelier come over. And I'm like, you know, I'm like, I'm pretending I'm with this girl and my friend and his girl. And
amazing.
I'm pretending like, oh, yeah, for sure. Like, of
bring
course.
Him over. Yeah.
Who the fuck is that?
What'd you say?
I just said, absolutely. I said something like very confidently. And then the guy came over and he was just like, going through it. And all I remember is the first wine he brought. And drinking wine was not even a thing for me.
Mm.
Nothing. It was like cocktails and beers.
Yeah.
I was 22.
Yeah. You're not like trying to
someone
be
gave
a connoisseur
me wine
of
at the
fine
church
wine.
Or
yeah.
Something.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
On Catholic church, I drank wine. I literally never drank a proper glass of wine until that moment.
That's insane.
Right?
Amazing.
So he brings out a Central Coast. I don't know. It might have been Melville. It could have been.
I mean, it was hot on the scene at the time.
It could have been.
It was really popular.
Right? This
is
99
is. Yeah.
or 98. They bring the Pinot Noir and it was just like, dude, where have I fucking been my whole, where has this been my whole life?
Wait, so you're saying Pinot Noir Central Coast changed your world?
For me, just from all aspects, not just from like, oh, wow, Central Coast Pinot Noir, da, da, da. It was just like wine.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even know that it could even be that good. It was just like, it was a thing that your parents and my uncles would drink on, you'd see like
just
Christmas.
More casual.
Yeah,
just
it was
like
casual.
Having,
like,
yeah.
Or champagne I've had 100 times probably before that on
like
Christmas
in a
Eve.
Cheesy way. Yeah.
Cheese,
and you're just like, whatever. It's not even good.
It was like, oh, okay. And then I don't remember. I mean, he took us down, the sommelier paired the meal with wine like you do.
It's amazing.
But it was amazing. And that was like, it's cool to be able to now, well, we can get into why we did this, but
yeah.
It's cool.
I'm going to open the bottle I brought while we're talking about this.
Right.
Because like you, I guess I got into wine through La Bernadette tasting menu at 18. my best friend, Amanda Bacon, or now Amanda Rogrove, she started Moon Juice. Her parents took us to La Bernadette when we graduated college. And like
the graduation
dinner. And we were dressed up and we got to do the wine pairing and they didn't even say a thing. And that was like my first moment where I was like, oh my God, this is so cool.
This is different.
And it was like her parents had this foresight. They gave me one of those like douchey sommelier tasting cups, silver. That you like wear around your neck. They do it at La Bernadette. I don't use it. It's like by my bed for earrings. But I'm like, here we go. Good night.
Yeah, exactly.
By the way, I don't know how people sleep in earrings. Like, I don't really get it. Girls that don't. Anyway, sidebar. It's a whole topic.
Yeah.
Take your earrings off.
Dear Media should do
Dear Media.
Dear Media should do a podcast on sleeping in earrings.
Yeah, it's not healthy. All right, I'm going to open the first one. I fell in love with Burgundy. So I was like, whoa, Burgundy's fucking crazy. So I brought a 2019 just because I was like, I need something powerful to compare to the Melville, which you made a wine with Chad Melville, which we'll get to in a second. But that's crazy. So you did the shit in New York. You were dining, but then you left. How did wine and fashion intersect for you? Or like, how did you end up here making a wine? I mean, because you make so many things.
There's a long road to like getting here. But I mean, essentially from that moment, I guess from that moment, at the River Cafe, drinking the Pinot Noir. 4 or 5 years later, I became, you know, I was designing shoes at DC. So my calling was sneakers, right? So it was like, I worked on Wall Street. I hated it. The market crashed.
Oh my God.
I essentially lied my way into a junior design position. My friend ran DC Shoes, gave me a job. And without traveling the world, I don't think I even got here, right? I got a chance to travel the world with DC and then my own brand and other brands I worked for. And like this foodie mission, like this foodie trip I'm on, like it was always just like when I'm having the sommelier, am I even saying that correct?
You are. Yeah. You know what? It's a
sommelier.
French word. I just say Somme, but sommelier.
The Somme.
Yeah. It's like, just
I'm constantly
it.
Talking to Somme's over my, like the last 20 years.
Yeah.
Just so,
pick their brain.
Yeah,
what's up?
Good? Like, I just want to know I'm enamored by the fact that this guy can actually say, I'm having like, you know, mac and cheese. What am I drinking with that?
Yeah.
Whatever, right? Like,
yeah.
I'm in Austria having schnitzel. I'm in Japan
just like
having
the best. Just Austrian like, schnitzel.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying?
So what's so amazing about what you're saying and I respect so much is like you actually lean into the pairing and you lean into the sommelier. Like your palate is open. For the most part.
Because
a lot of people are like, I know what I like. I don't want a food and wine pairing. They feel uncomfortable. I don't know. Are they going to not like it?
I need the surprise. And listen, it's not even just about like the bouginess of it.
No.
It's really, you could just like, I can't tell you this dozens of times you just ask for the Somme to come over and be like, I want something for like all this shit.
Yeah.
Just pick something.
And they nail it.
Or something different. Or like when I learned about German wines, which is like,
it's a whole world.
That's a whole other, because we go to Germany for fashion trade shows.
You do now.
Sorry, am I hitting the mic? Hit the table.
Wait, I feel like your world is
all the Riesling, my Riesling trips, like all that
you
shit.
Go on Riesling trips.
No, I'm saying I was like a Riesling, like all right, John, with the Riesling.
You're on
I need
a trip.
Riesling.
Yeah.
I'm on a trip.
Yeah, like, Trocken, like you go dry.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, have you ever hung out with Eric Wareheim?
Horse,
yeah.
Man.
Okay. Oh,
he
just
he came to my birthday. We golfed last year for my birthday in Georgia.
Oh, nice. Because he's been on a major Riesling trip.
He's just on a trip.
He's just texting me
Eric.
And was like,
shout
out Eric. He's a friend and just was like, send me your secret list of wines. And I was like, dude, when I have a second, he buys like
send
stuff that we don't put up for sale.
Send me your credit card number.
Yeah. And
right?
Please pick it up.
I was just talking about this.
Yeah.
To like Patrick Hoff and John Vinny and all Max Chow. We have this like foodie thing.
Whole thing.
Oaken. There's like a foodie text message. I said, I'm going to go on OnlyFans. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, I do know what OnlyFans
is. Okay, I'm going to go on OnlyFans. And if you want a restaurant reservation or recommendation, or you need like any other things in other cities and you ask me and you text me, you have to pay me.
They can go. They can pay for your OnlyFans.
You can you can go on OnlyFans and say, John, I need
reaction
a reservation
to that?
At Raoul's tomorrow in Soho.
You can do it.
I can get that done.
Yeah.
But I need $100.
So have you done it yet?
I think I was.
What's your profile
It's almost like
pick?
A joke. It's almost like
come
a
on,
joke.
Come on. It's got to be like you on a mattress. Like, yo, in some sort of matching gear.
Yeah, so it has to have a sexual connotation, but it's not.
But
it's like
not.
A juxtaposition.
That would be the irony
but
of it.
But it's me like holding like a. it's me holding like a clipboard.
Yeah.
Like for, you know, or an iPad with, or it's the, like, with Resi on it.
Take a number.
It's like and iPad with Resi on it. I'm naked.
You with like a bunch of books, phones, like a big fur coat.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to do it. Oh my God. People would pay.
No, I'm saying for you. I mean, for you to send your list that you spent your whole fucking life since you're 18.
Oh, yeah.
Coming up with. You can't just send that to, sorry,
no.
Eric.
No. Sorry,
you have to
man.
Come, you have to have some collateral, dude.
Well, I mean, no, I love that guy. No, he's so sweet. But no, for real. I'm just like, I don't know. It's
like
it's
Vinny.
Hard
you
to
ask
flip
Vinny
it, yeah.
for his like, oh, Vinny, send me your Rome.
It's so organized.
Send me your Rome. Like,
have
list.
You gotten like, his like decoding barcode? It's like 3 lightning bolts. Yeah, it's really good. 1 yeah. lightning bolt. Yeah. No lightning bolt. Yeah. He either hasn't been and only heard of it.
And I'm like, how can one human being successfully eat at like that many gelato places in one city?
Have you ever traveled with them?
I mean, I have not.
Or traveled with us. It's really fun. Yeah. We should all go somewhere.
Like, yeah. Every hour.
You
take
like bikes.
It's like gelato hour.
And you walk. We walk a ton. Don't take an Uber. Just walk. When we went to Philly, we walked everywhere. Yeah. And that was like miles. It's fucking sick.
Philly's cool.
Dude, that Bellisi Social Club is like a game changer restaurant. Changed my world. Okay, so back to your Melville. All right, so this is a Pinot. Yeah. Pinot Noir from Burgundy, made by Fauri. I wanted to bring something that I feel like we could compare, even though they're not quite comparable, only because, you know, totally different terroirs, different locations, two right. totally different winemakers. But I brought something plushish, plushy toy.
Yeah.
Lots of fruit. But I feel like Burgundy always has more minerality.
Yeah. Yes.
But it's pretty good. It's a little young. It's not a single vineyard. Nuit Saint-Georges. Great Appellation.
This is single vineyard, right?
Not so, yet. No, well, it's
I'm
from one single.
Melville
oh,
is.
Yeah. Well, I couldn't bring something that would top the Melville.
No,
like,
I know.
What the hell would that?
Yeah.
That would be so sad. So looking at the bottle, so how did you decide on, is this the first wine you've made?
This is the first wine I made, yeah.
I felt like you'd made something else. Or maybe you just like tease it on the Instagram that you're making wine and you, no.
No, this is the first wine I've ever made. And I can't say that I made it. Chad and his family made it, but I helped.
That you collabed on.
Yeah, collabed. You know, we did the packaging, we did the bottle.
What's this cute little strap?
Okay, do you have a phone? Do you have a phone handy?
Yeah, I have a phone. I dropped it in water yesterday under the pool cover pump. I don't know what's wrong with me. All right, unlock the phone.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Go to your home screen.
Okay.
And tap that thing.
Oh shit. No, it's a QR thing.
It's a chip in there.
It's a chip.
And it takes you to the site to buy more wine.
Oh my God, that's so smart. So I could put this on my wrist and buy wine all the time.
Right, you could just leave it on your wrist. You
I
can
thought
get
it was
into Coachella
be like,
with it.
Oh my God, really? I thought it was going to be like a sweatband for when we're golfing.
Do you golf?
No, but it's one of my many questions for you. I want to learn how to play
golf.
And we already talked about this when you were at John and Vinny's.
So the idea of this is, obviously, this was a concept.
Yeah.
The concept was, it can start with having a chip in it to click to buy more wine.
So
but down the road, I want this. I can actually be able to change this.
It's a bungee bracelet, just so everyone knows who's not watching this. It's a bungee bracelet you could put on your wrist. It's
like a Coachella,
you're getting
it's
into
like
a
going
club.
To Coachella
yeah.
Or a festival or a club, but it has an RFID chip
in it.
Can
you reprogram that chip?
Yes.
Oh, that's so no one should throw away their chip.
Right. So don't throw away your chip.
So what is the top thing you're going to reprogram it to do? Read my mind.
Well, I just think like if there's an event down the road that let's say you're going to a dinner. Right?
Or you're going to Melville.
Or if you're going to Melville, you might be able to get some special utility. We don't know yet.
So,
it's just the concept of having.
It's so cool.
Like QR codes on this, you're going to throw the bottle out.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. That you might just have that in your drawer or you can like put it on your doorknob.
I'm going to put it on my mantelpiece, just
there's
front and center.
There's a very, very beautiful picture of a crowd on there, which matches the crowd photography on the label.
So I'm going to go out on a limb and say, hold on, you did a lot of the design, right? You collab, because this is a big departure from the typical Melville labels. No hate, just an observation.
Right. Melville's very, they're wine growers.
Yeah.
So they're about the wine growing.
It's what's
not
in
the
bottle.
Label,
it's right? so good. What do you mean you're obsessed with crowds?
I'm obsessed with crowd photography.
Oh, not being in crowds.
I could be in a crowd or not be in a crowd. I don't have a really opinion on it.
I could not be in a crowd. That's my take.
I could not
take.
Be in a crowd, but sometimes I love being in a crowd.
Like what? Like a sense. Concert?
Yeah, I love being
like
in a concert crowd.
At a golf tournament.
A golf tournament, yes, for sure.
Airport.
No.
No.
No airport.
Hate that.
Hate crowds.
Subway.
No.
When you go to New York, do you take the subway?
I do take
the
subway.
It's the fastest way.
I'll take the subway if I'm not walking.
Oh, touche.
Yeah.
Getting the steps in.
Yeah. I like to walk because we walk, we play golf. We walk six and a half miles.
Do you snake when you walk in New York? Do you snake the streets?
It depends.
Do you do like straight lines, like 90 degree angles?
I'm 90 degree angles.
You're a 90 degreeer. You're not a snaker.
No. So we'll go to like, you know, I'll usually stay in Soho, but we'll go, I love Maria.
Oh, it's fabulous. So you can walk up to Maria.
So we walk
Central Park South. Yeah.
Eat and walk back. It's 114 blocks of glory.
It's such a random location for an amazing restaurant. It kind of works though, I remember, I love that place.
Yeah, I just love, it's rock solid.
Sunken dining room.
Sunken dining room.
Sunken everything,
crazy,
right?
Like, you know, old ladies from the Upper West side just eating there.
Oh my gosh, being crazy. Theater district vibes, spillover. I love
it. First dates. We always love watching first dates. I was at Safi's last night next to a first date.
Oh my God, how was that?
It's so... Being next to first date, that's some of the best dinner entertainment you can have.
It's crazy.
Is listening to a first date.
Was it good or bad?
It was not good.
It was not good.
Which is the best
part.
Who
was struggling more?
I think the girl was like, she was like leaning in to talk to this guy.
Hunchy.
She was hunchy.
She wasn't owning it.
My wife's like, why is she so hunchy?
Oh my God, your wife's in it. Oh, by the way, love your wife. Shout out to your wife. She's amazing.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Always been so sweet.
She's all like, she's like listening to this guy's like bullshit stories.
People just talk about the worst
stuff.
It's
so sad.
Just if you don't have anything interesting to say, research. Bring something.
Yeah, like he could have done.
Tell me the history of the Leaning Tower of Pisa, right?
Yeah, something. Or just be like, dude, let's get out of here. I want to fucking jump
you. Like, is this a Grindr date or what?
Yeah, what's happening here?
I don't know.
Like, are you trying to get
Tinder? Grindr's
for. He sounded like he was talking to his mom.
Maybe that's what he wants.
Telling stories to his mom.
You know, I shouldn't say this on the podcast, but I was married before I met Alex, and I felt like the guy married someone who was like his mom. I was like, I'm not a mom. I was like, I'm not a mom. I'm like, I'm a hot wife, but this is not what's happening. So I'm leaving.
Yeah,
bye.
Yeah.
But this happens. Some guys are like looking for
their mom.
Yuck. Gross. All right. Let's taste your wine. So this is the Buscemi Selections. What vineyard is this from? 2020. And by the way, everyone, just smash reveal. We're going to call Chad in a little bit. We're going to call him in.
It's almost time.
It's almost tiempo para llamando Chad. Better wake up.
It's 11:11.
11:11. This is
Make
good. Good luck. Good luck. I wish, you know, I'm going to learn how to play golf. One of my resolutions for New Year's.
Well, where you should start is you should drink some wine.
But I feel like I need a good female pro. I think I want a woman.
Okay.
Mentor.
We can get that.
Is that weird?
No. We can get that.
Because I think I thrive off of that. So it's like, there's no like bullshit shit I have
There's a woman named Jeannie at Wilshire Country Club where I play golf.
Okay.
And I'm gonna invite you to have a lesson with her.
Oh my God.
Are you down for that?
I'm so down. This is like a dream come true.
If anyone's listening from my team, mark it down. Helen's coming
team
to get
Buscemi.
A lesson.
Okay, before.
Do you have any clubs?
No, but I could borrow some.
And we'll get you clubs.
I could find some. Just before we call Chad, I just want to give you like, I so respect you. I love this wine you made. This isn't the end, but I just want to say like, you have so many ventures. Uncle Polly's, if people haven't had these amazing sandwiches, they're sandwich artists over at Uncle Polly's.
Right.
Yeah.
We really do.
It elevates the El Sandwich.
We think about sandwiches more than most people.
I feel like y'all should open in like Paris.
Sandwich is kind of like a... Yeah.
Yeah. Uncle Paul's.
We like Paris,
kill.
London.
Yeah. London would be great. I was just there. It would be so good.
We like Paris. We like New York. We're thinking about going back to the motherland.
So you're going
to
go back.
Yeah.
You know what would do really well in the summer is East Hampton. It would crush. Come on.
I would love it. Tough
Montauk.
On the labor, though. Hard to get the labor out there.
Like Carlo, who is the chef of Roberta's good friend, and he's like, it just is so hard
to get
everyone out there.
But just
you got to get a house.
A friend of mine has a pizzeria out there. I'm not going to name any names, but. They have dormitory, like, and it looks like...
Sounds like an HR nightmare.
It looks like it. It's funny. I said the same thing. I said, is this HR nightmare going to... He's like, no.
Mm-mm.
All these people love each other. They have the best time at night.
No.
So that sounds cool.
Yeah,
I mean,
if that's
one thing goes
that's
wrong,
very...
Like,
yeah, one people has... Like, someone has too many feelings and, yeah. I feel like we should propose this to Chad because we're going to call him right now. I think an event with the three of us should be the first chip scan. Could do it. Be sick.
Let's do it.
Be awesome. Fuck yeah. Chip scan.
Chip scan. We'll send it over to you.
Just keep your thing. Okay, we're going to stop and call Chad. Oh,
there he is. Look at him.
There I am.
Oh my gosh. Hello, Chad Melville.
I know that. I've slept in that room.
Really?
I have.
It looks soothing.
Am I the one next door?
Green is
not with me, though.
Not with him. When you go there,
yeah.
When you go to Melville, they have two bedrooms in the
cellar?
The house.
In the house.
In the house.
For visitors.
Yeah,
wow.
For special people.
Chad, John just invited me to your house.
I know. That's what I heard too.
Yeah.
It's
like,
funny. He doesn't live there.
Yeah. I'm like, we haven't met yet, but.
Actually, maybe he lives there. I don't know.
I don't know. How was your trip, Chad?
It was great. I mean, it was long. I was in Southern California, actually, for a week, like San Diego, Orange County. And then I went to New York for a week, which was also very high paced. And then this past week, I was in Montana with my son because he has winter break. So I've been gone for 3 weeks. It's been long.
Chad, we just opened the Buscemi Selections, Melville times Buscemi. Honestly, it's such an honor to meet you because way back when I first moved to LA, I was 23. I lived in Echo Park. I was obsessed with restaurants. I went to Silver Lake Wine. I bought a bottle of Melville Pinot Noir. I was like, this looks cool. And I was like, I got to make this more my world. Like, it literally was like such a pivotal moment in my life. So thank you to you and your family because the wines are so legit. They're epic.
That's right.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
How did you select the grapes that go into this bottle? Because it's pretty powerful stuff. We tasted, I wish you were here. We opened this Nuit Saint-Georges from 4E and it's 2019. So brought it to kind of have a little old world, new world comparison.
It didn't win. Our wine won, but it was close. It tasted similar.
Yeah. Melville's, your wine is better. We
right.
like it more.
We know that.
Yeah. Facts.
Yeah. No shade to the French.
And we've already planned the first barcode event. I'm just going to put this on until it happens. Shower in it. It's going to be fine.
Well, if you have a wristband.
Yeah.
We're going to invite you to come up to Melville
yeah.
sometime later in the year.
Yep.
And we'll have a little gathering.
And snacks and like a seance-y yeah. vibe
right.
in about wine.
Yeah.
If people Perfect. Came to Melville, could they go see this vineyard where you got these grapes from? Like, can you tell me a little bit about where in Santa Fe?
There's four places.
Four
yeah.
sites?
It's four parcels, four blocks that you could go see, but it would take some time because they're a little bit spread out. But it's a combination of our Sandy's block, our Anna's block, our Terrace's block, and then block M. So they're kind of like, we've got three pieces of 40 acres here that they're not contiguous. So you could, you know, hop, skip, and jump around and see it all, but for sure. And that's what's cool about this wine, I think. And John and I, you know, we're talking about, you know, putting this together. It was something super unique because we don't make wine that way. You know, normally, you know, we do these special bottlings and it's exclusive to Sandy's, exclusive to Anna's. In this case, it's the only time we've put those together.
Well,
it's cool.
It's delish. And it's so cool. I love that the approach is slightly different for this collab. How did you two meet? Like, how did... Was it like, okay, we're both into sneakers and like we met, we were back grabbing the same shoe and like, no, on no. the golf course.
I'll start and he can tell a little story. We have a mutual friend, Stefan.
Cute.
They went to college together.
Nice.
And I'm not going to get into all the mayhem that they probably did when, but yeah.
Amazing.
But Stefan's a huge wine guy. I'm into wine. And we're investors in Uncle Polly's.
Okay.
And awesome. He's like, we should do a wine. The idea was to do a wine for the deli. And that's coming later because we have, you know, issues with, not issues, but distributing the wine, the liquor licenses and
it's
stuff.
It's such a shit
there.
Show. Yeah. I'm with you. We're
right.
in the same boat.
You understand.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we didn't want to squander the opportunity to work with Melville and Chad. And we said, hey, we should do something with, you know, Buscemi Selections, which is kind of a platform for obviously wine. In the future, there's, you know, furniture project and there's other projects happening.
Of course.
But it's Buscemi Selections is like, it's the select version of what I'm doing, right? So,
right.
you know, what better way to do something select than with a, you know, Melville and what they do. And these guys selected, in my opinion, this is my humble opinion. And I've drank We drink Melville pretty religiously in the house.
I love that.
This is just as good as their core product, but it's a little bit nicer for me because it has the story and it has the best of the, you know, four block, the best fruit from those four blocks, et cetera.
I love that it's a 2020. I love that there's age on it. I love how elegant it is. Like, it's so elevated. It's so nuanced. It's so beautiful. I've had a lot of Melville Pinot Noir specifically, and I agree. There's something a little bit different. It sounds like that makes sense because it's four blocks coming together into one bottle.
And maybe he can explain a little bit why it's a different for a minute.
Yeah. Chad, tell me.
Well, I mean, I think it's cool that you guys opened that Nuit Saint-Georges just to kind of have a reference point, but we do things differently here anyways, right? We're 100% a state, so we own our own land, do our own farming. That doesn't make us uniquely different, but when you factor in that we're using a lot of whole cluster, so stem inclusion, and then typically, you know, with the exception of this wine, I'm exclusive to neutral wood too. So there's no new oak in the wine. And that kind of really like puts us in an island, you know, by ourselves, not just to be cool, like we do it because that's what we believe in, which is like very traditional, very old school, very old world approach. And at the same time, you know, super stoked that we're using this estate fruit that's from California, from a cold climate that we get to farm ourselves. So it's a really fun and interesting, unique kind of spot in the marketplace. And I think the result is something that you get a lot of nuance from the old world, you know, the neutral wood and the stem inclusion, you know, really gives you a savoriness that you don't, you know, typically find a lot of in California because California is, you know, dominated by so much fruit because the sunlight, the soils, like, you know, there's a very strong fruit component in California wines as there should be. I mean, it's great weather, great soils. I mean, the whole thing works. It's just our approach is a little different. We're finding ways to kind of, you know, manage that strong fruit component, like tuck it back into the wine by giving the wine some of that savoriness, which is, again, cool about why you guys opened that Nuit Saint-Georges. Is there, you know, I've got buddies that grow and make wine in Burgundy, and it's fun conversation because they're usually talking about ways to bring out more fruit in their wines. And I'm usually talking about ways to bring out more savory in my wine. And so there's a common goal of, you know, reaching this kind of balance of, you know, layered, complex, stimulating and intriguing wine. But yet we're starting in kind of two different ends. I think it's fun to note also that, you know, like I'm not trying to be Burgundy. They're not trying to be California. I think that's stupid. You know, like, well, I'm not a cover band, you know, I'm not playing someone else's
It's like
music,
apples
right?
and oranges. It was two totally different vibes. You can't replicate. It wouldn't make sense.
Absolutely.
This wine, though, one of my things I think is most exciting about it is like it drinks so well right now, but you know, it's going to age. Like this wine is going to be good for 10, 15, 20. Like it has that structure right off the bat. Not because it's like powerful right out the gate, but it's the balance you're talking about. Like if it had too much leaning in one direction, it's the same as this Nuit Saint-Georges. Like, you know, I know it will age. Maybe not as long as the Melville actually, because it's not a single vineyard. It's awesome fruit, but it's just, it's so cool. I'm so impressed and so excited.
Ellen.
It's thebomb.com. I need more Melville Buscemi in my life, or just Melville in my life. I actually need to go to Melville and see it firsthand if I can. I'm just inviting. I'm inviting
Let's
myself. All right, we're
you
coming.
You are welcome anytime.
Chad, absolutely. IRL.
We'll go eat.
Yes. This sounds like
Hitching
a dream.
Post.
Yes. Oh, it's my awesome. God. So classic. I'm so in. Chad, are
we'll
you
do
in?
That. And then yeah, I'm totally in. And what's great too is, you know, John's got that solid connection at Uncle Polly's, right? So when he'd come up and we'd meet, he'd always bring us sandwiches, which is
that's right. I mean,
Vineyard Sandoz. Vineyard Sandoz.
You bring I'm these guys you. Are working, they actually work.
I mean, yeah, it's hard work. People don't realize making wine is hard work.
It is.
It's
and
manual.
Then he has to get on the road and, you know.
And you got to hawk it and just be like, I'm the face. You are like the face of Melville now, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's my dad is 83 now.
Ron.
Yeah.
Ron.
You know Ron, right?
I mean, I don't know him, but yes, I know of Ron. Ron.
Yeah.
Like,
Ron's a ledge.
Ledge. I love
ledge.
How into gardening Ron is. That's like what
they're
I've read.
Wine growers.
Oh,
they don't make wine. They grow wine.
Yeah.
That's what I've been told.
It's curators great. Of That's the vine, great. Expressors of terroir. I love that. Chad, you are the shit. Actually, Now that I have both of you on here, I like to do a little rapid fire just to wrap up these podcasts.
Oh, no.
But it's like a rapid fire right now. And it's so, it's not like, it's not avant-garde and it's not risque. This is all very PG, okay, you know. Good. Okay, are you guys ready?
Yes.
Yep. All right, cool. All right. White or red?
Red.
White.
Ooh, what, Chad? Twist. Light or full?
I'm going light.
Light. Light.
Orange or rosé?
Rosé.
Rosé.
Mm, okay. Yeah. Fill in the blank. Fried chicken plus.
Collard greens.
Ooh, yum.
Pinot Noir.
Oh, shit. Yep. Keep That's it in that. One. I love that. That's we should do fried one. Chicken dinner. Just racking up ideas for this wristband. Yeah. Truffles or caviar?
Oof.
Truffle.
Yeah.
I'm going caviar.
Ooh.
I like that.
They're both so good.
You can have them together.
Oh, just epic. Okay. Current drink order. You're out and about.
I've been really, really doing a number on the Boulevardiers.
Oh, so good.
Because the Negroni... It's played out. Bourbon.
Yeah, it's so, you know, good.
It's an American it's a Negroni. Twist.
Yeah, it's fabulous. Chad?
Gosh, I mean, we're talking cocktails, right?
Well, I mean, I had two last night at Saffy, so I no, you could no, say anything.
It could be lemonade. I mean, I don't know.
Oh, I'm down with Negronis.
I love water.
Yeah, I am down with Negronis for sure. Like, but I just don't drink cocktails that often, to be honest.
Really?
But I do love Negronis.
But if you like went out. To, yeah, I love a Negroni. I think
Campari spritz to start, you know, get the engine going.
I love Campari spritz. I like a Spagliato. Yep. If it's made right, has to have the right ratios.
Very hard to make.
You know, the thing that fucks up a Negroni is the wrong vermouth in it. That's in my opinion. And then there's the debate Aperol versus Campari. I know Campari's classic, but Aperol adds this like really beautiful soft line. Vinny and I like Negronis with Aperol.
Which vermouth do you recommend?
I think like Easy Street, Carpano Antica. Yeah, yeah. It's like, why mess with a good thing? Personally, I think sometimes it can go a little off the rails. No, I can't sell it. I need a liquor license that allows me
to. It's coming.
It is in the Valley in 2023, this year. Chad, I can't wait for you to come to LA and we'll all meet at John and Vinny's and we can eat and drink more of your wine. And then I can't wait till we come to you. We're just going to barrage you.
We should do a lot of good times there.
Yeah.
Fried chicken.
Intimate.
Caviar, truffles, Pinot Noir.
Just the whole thing.
Very easy.
Let's do it.
Okay. We're going to get it planning. How can people buy this wine? Because that's the question I'm going to get the most of. And I'll link it. But how can they buy it?
So you can buy it on Melville's e-commerce platform.
DTC.
DTC.
We love a DTC.
And then also, if you have a friend that has a wristband, you can tap the chip and go straight to Buscemi Selections.
Yeah.
Or you can go to Buscemi Selections. Either Melville or Buscemi Selections gets you to you the
get
right
it.
Spot.
Friends, I have four wristbands. Just come find me at a Helen's.
Just tap
I'll
your
have
wrist.
It.
Tap
yeah.
Helen's wrist.
Just tap my wrist. That's the new cool thing to do.
We actually had our first sale on the tap the wrist.
That must have been so exciting.
Yeah. What's cool about it too, I mean, John has got such a great, you know, complicated, you know, marketing mind that obviously has worked really, really well for him. And when he came up with this idea, he brought it up to the winery and he's like, just point your phone at it. I was like, what? Like, I was like, what are you talking about? You know, he's like, here. And he showed me and then boom, boom, boom. And it went right to the website. And I was like, holy shit. Like, this is crazy. Like, how'd you think of this? Like, this is fantastic. You know,
thank you. And also it is a platform. We talked about it before you got on. It's more of a concept for like a bigger idea. Like this is just the idea, the first step of the concept, but later it could be, it gets you into an event. It gets you, you know, the fried chicken that's not at the event, but you have the wristband. Click me.
Yeah, I'm in. Yeah. I love it. So, it's a gateway.
It's a gateway.
We're living it's in a different world, and but if, I like this world. I can handle it. I can handle
also,
it. It's like taking advantage of the
it's
metaverse.
It's not really that new either. I mean, they used these at Coachella 4 or 5 years ago for the first time, the NFT chip inside there. But anyway, it's cool.
I like
it. It's something different for Melville, something different for me.
It's different for wine.
It's different for wine.
And it's also wine. What I love about wine is it's like a launch pad to intersect into the coolest parts of the rest of life, right?
That's right.
Art and fashion and sports. And like, that's sort of this gateway is going to be really cool to
Thank
see
you,
that.
Helen.
Oh, okay, Chad. So nice to meet you. Thank you. Sorry,
you
this
too.
Is so brief, but we'll do more in person. John.
Short and sweet. That's
you're my
we
hero.
Like
I'm inspired. You're like one of my mental mentors. Thank you for coming. And we'll see you soon.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
Cheers.
See you
soon. Bye, you guys.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you, everybody.